Welcome to Meat Eaters American History, an exploration of forgotten eras and people that will give you a deeper understanding of the relationship between Americans and the natural world. But these aren't just any old stories about people and nature. They're about individuals who radically engaged with nature, exploring strange and unfamiliar landscapes, living off the land, getting their hands bloody while hunting, trapping, and fishing, and, as you'll see, often paying with their lives as the price of their adventures. These are stories about who we are as Americans and where we come from. They're about the wild places and wildlife that shape our lives today. In short, you're going to hear some stories that you'll want to retell to your friends and family around a campfire under the stars. I am Stephen Ranella, an outdoorsman and author. Living in the American West, I often grapple with how to explain the inexplicable, the near extinction of the American buffalo after the end of the Civil War. In just 18 years, a species that had sustained North American civilizations for 12 millennia was virtually erased by a group of men known as the Hide Hunters. It's a story that transcends simple narratives, though most people who attempt to tell it do so in a simple fashion, by downplaying the broader context and demonizing the men who did the shooting. What's overlooked through that approach is that the Hide Hunters were, in some ways, people just like you and me, products of their individual circumstances, products of their time, products of their nation. On the other hand, these Hide Hunters were different from us in ways we can't even imagine, as many of them were products of America's greatest bloodbath, the Civil War. I point this out not to absolve the Hide Hunters of their actions, but to challenge us to think more clearly and more honestly about how the world they inherited and the one they left behind came to be. Most people boil this chapter of American history down to an environmental cautionary tale, but we'll see here that it's ultimately a human story, an American story, for better or worse, and a deeper understanding of that story is essential for those of us who care about wildlife and wild places. Chapter 1, Ghosts. Let's get something cleared up right away before we even begin this story. There is no difference between the animal known as the American buffalo and the animal known as a bison. Both names refer to the creature whose scientific name is Bison bison. The confusion about this, meaning the confusion about whether you call them buffalo or bison, stems from the fact that Europeans who arrived in what is now America didn't know what to make of these 1,000-pound or even 2,000-pound cattle-like creatures with sharply curved horns, hugely humped backs, woolly textured hides, and delicious meat. At various times, various people called them cows, crook-backed oxen, and le bœuf sauvage, which translates to wild beeves. But eventually they settled on buffalo because the animal did look a hell of a lot like its distant relatives, the Cape buffalo of Africa and the water buffalo of Asia. Eventually, though, it began occurring to folks that, similarities be damned, the animal wasn't technically a buffalo species. So the name began to gradually shift to bison, and the bison adopters started to correct the buffalo users in classic know-it-all fashion, usually by saying something like, "Did you know that it's actually called a bison?" So, if you are one of these folks who has to roll their eyes or feign confusion whenever you hear them called buffalo, I'm sorry. You are in for a rough ride on this story, because this is a story about buffalo, American buffalo. If you know only one thing about these animals, it's probably this. There used to be a hell of a lot of them,